Howell, right side for Prasoski. Entry pass into Megan Anderson. And Anderson kicks it right back out, and we'll reset the offense. Ball fake here by Shayla Connor. Connor, baseline jumper, rolling around and good. What a great ball fake to get herself open with Shayla Connor.
Tonight, it's the state-rated Kearney Catholic Stars welcoming in the Sandy Creek Cougars. High school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Stars are going to hold this for the final shot. Calling on the dribble. A little bit of pressure coming on. He'll penetrate in the lane. Floater. God. Tyson Calling, floater in the lane.
These teams were to meet in the opening Saturday of the season, but a snowstorm postponed the games until this evening. It's the final test for both teams before conference tournament action begins next week. It's the Cougars and the Stars coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Cope Gymnasium in Kearney with Classic Hits' Randy Bushcutter right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back here to Cope Coliseum as we continue a great boy-girl doubleheader for you here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Kearney Catholic girls, well, they lost two of their last three home games here at Cope Coliseum, a place where, well, they hadn't lost in 49 straight games. They do lose to second-ranked Sandy Creek, a final of 58-46. Time now to turn our attention to the boys' game, where Kearney Catholic would come in as the favorite. They are rated number 9 in the state, and Sandy Creek, they've had a pretty tough schedule. They've done fairly well within that schedule. They're 9-5. Kearney Catholic, though, comes in with a record of 13-2. Both coaches actually like each other. They both mirror each other's styles just a little bit. They're having a nice conversation that I interrupted with earlier in the game, and both of them pointed out that this should be fun. They both like to play defense. They both like to run the floor. They'll shoot in transition. They like to do a lot of the same things. It's a fun style of basketball. It should be a very entertaining game here tonight between the Cougars and the Stars. And we'll take a quick break and continue with the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll compare records, announce the starters, wrap up the pregame when we come back right after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through auto owners insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through auto owners insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit or repossession or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Mac, this is the 5 Points Bank starting lineup. We'll begin, first of all, for the 9-5 Cougars of Sandy Creek High School. Their starters look like this. Brady Shipley is a 5'9 junior. Mitch Heinrichs, 6'2, also a junior. Andrew Kuda is 6'2, also a junior. Anthony Gracier, 5'11, and a junior. The only senior starter is Jared Taylor. Taylor is 6 foot tall, one of only three seniors on the roster here for head coach Matt Schwartzendruber. As we mentioned, they come in with a record of 9-5 on the year. Now for the ninth-ranked team in the state in Class C1, the Kearney Catholic Stars. Their starters look like this here tonight. Blake Holtmeyer, a 6'1 sophomore. He's averaging about 4.5 points per ball game. Keegan Fitzgerald, 5'9 and a senior. Fitzgerald is averaging 9.3 points a contest. Alex Leese, the 6'1 junior, is averaging 10.8 points per ball game. Tyson Calling, a senior at 5'9. Calling is averaging 5.3 points a game, and David Squires, the 6'3 junior, is averaging 8.5 points per ball game for head coach Don Lease. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions for products and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank, the better bank, is just simply better. As you mentioned, Kearney Catholic with the better record in this one. They come in with a record of 13-2. Their only loss is coming in double overtime here in Kearney to Ravenna, 69-65. They also lost by a bucket to North Platte St. Pat, also on their home floor in the finals of the holiday tournament. And Kearney Catholic, outside of those two games, they had a tight one as Gibbon hit a last-second shot to make it a one-point ball game, 55-54. They won Tuesday over in Gibbon. And in talking with Coach Lease before that, he kind of thinks that might help focus his team just a little bit. At least that's the hope coming in. Last night, Sandy Creek had a tough matchup playing at Sutton, and they lost on the road 53-41. And Sutton 15-2 on the season there, and that's a tough place to play. Actually, my apologies, that game was actually at Fairfield, so a 12-point win for Sutton on the road against the Cougars. And again, that's a tough matchup. And they had a heartbreaking loss. They lost by one to Donovan Trumbull early in the season in the holiday tournament, actually the pre-holiday tournament. And so Sandy Creek at 9-5. There's a couple of games that could have gone their way, a couple of games that, you know, they weren't really in very much. But again, Sandy Creek, they feel pretty good with the progress that they're making. They're a fairly young ball team. Kearney Catholic, also fairly young. But they do have a good mixture of some senior leadership in there because Keegan Fitzgerald, Tyson Colling, obviously very important parts of the team. And Sandy Creek, again, they do have one senior starter, and that's Jared Taylor. But some of those other players well thought of here for Coach Lease as he takes a look at Sandy Creek. He thinks, again, they're a very capable team, and if Kearney Catholic does not play well tonight, it'll be the Cougars who can kind of come away with the win. So both starters have been announced. Again, not a lot of common opponents as of yet. Both of them have played Wood River, a 13-point win for Sandy Creek, and Kearney Catholic, when they played Wood River, came away with about a 40-point win. So that one's a little bit hard to compare. A 20-point loss for Sandy Creek against St. Cecilia. Kearney Catholic, of course, did pick up the win against St. Cecilia by 11. So, again, on paper, you might say Kearney Catholic a prohibitive favorite. But, again, we're not playing it on paper. As I look out there, we're about ready to tip things off. The Cougars in their road red uniforms, Cougars across the chest, and the Stars will actually control the opening tip in their home white uniforms. The tip is controlled by Keegan Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald gets things started here for the Stars, and he'll hand the ball between circles here for Tyson Colling. Left side, again, David Squires with the opening three. It's no good. Holtmeyer with the rebound and the bucket in underneath. Caught it well underneath the glass and then was able to lean back in and put up the shot. 2-0 Stars. And I don't know how many games you see that David Squires takes the first shot and it's a three-pointer. Driving top of the circle is Andrew Kuda. Kuda gave it away. Now he gets back on that sideline. They double-team him. He'll have to kick it back out here for Brady Shipley. Shipley working against Fitzgerald on that right side. Kearney Catholic right now going man-to-man, but they're trying to sag a little bit on the inside. Shut off the drive. On the dribble is Mitch Heinrichs. And a little hand check is going to be called against Tyson Colling. That's going to be the first foul against the Stars. First foul of the ball game for either team. Find your play of these games available on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. So if you know somebody out of town, out of state, or perhaps serving their country overseas, just let them know. They can hook it up at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Entry pass on the inside. Andrew Kuda can't get the shot. Gets a little tip. It won't fall. And taking out the rebound is Alex Lease. Lease now gives for Fitzgerald. He'll drive the baseline, and he'll score. Two offensive possessions for Kearney Catholic. Two buckets. And it's 4-0 Kearney Catholic here in the early stages. Again on the dribble is Mitch Heinrichs. Heinrichs will kick on the right wing here for Gracier. Gracier gets an inside good power dribble here for Taylor. He's going to kick it out, though, for Kuda. Long three, no good. Holtmeyer with another rebound. And he'll give the ball out to Lease. Lease in the offensive zone. Picks up his dribble. And will give it between the circles here for Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald penetrating up against Gracier. takes it all the way down to the baseline, gets it into Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer extra pass in for Lease. Lease wasn't ready for it. He'll kick the ball out, penetrating now with Colling. He'll find Squires in the corner. Squires three, no good. Rebound knocked out of there. Stolen away by Colling. Colling will give it out for Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald will drive, flip, and score. Keegan Fitzgerald flips it up and in. And we've got a quick timeout here for Sandy Creek. Matt Schwarzendruber wants to call a timeout. It's 6-0 Stars. 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. We're back after this.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic High School. The Stars, nice start here. They're leading at 6-0. They had a big lead the other night against Gibbon. Almost gave that one away. So, you know, that's going to be reminded to his players by head coach Don Lease. Stars right now putting some pressure on. Long pass up ahead. And Andrew Kuda had it. And he couldn't control it. Holtmeyer went up high, knocked the ball out of Kuda's hand. Kuda came up with it, but they're going to say when Kuda brought the ball down, it hit the baseline, and that'll be a Sandy Creek turnover. So Stars, three offensive possessions, three buckets, some rebounds in there as well, and they've got the basketball. They'll hand it off for Squires. Squires, pressure being put on by Taylor. He'll give it to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer's going to drive, has his shot blocked by Heinrich, but picked up by Lease going out of bounds, saved it, hit the camera woman for NTV, and it is Sandy Creek basketball. With the dribble, here's Kuda. Kuda, great ball fake on the baseline, got the defender in the air, and then Kuda hits the first shot. It got Fitzgerald in the air, and Kuda was able to hit the little 10-foot jumper. Trail three here for Lease, bounce around, no good, and the rebound taken out by Kuda. Bodies laying all over the floor, everybody unstacked. Heinrichs has it, will get the ball to Shipley. Shipley at the free throw line for Gracier. Gracier has the ball knocked loose, but into the hands of Taylor, and Taylor's going to lay it up and in. Four straight points there for Sandy Creek to make it a two-point ball game. And Coach Lease at the next stoppage will make a line change. Got four players checking in, including Brian Huseman. Driving the baseline is Fitzgerald, and Fitzgerald gets the bucket and the foul. Well, he's bringing in four. I kind of hope he keeps Keegan Fitzgerald out there because he's got 6 points in the quarter. And he'll try to make it seven here as he heads to the free throw line. The foul whistled on number 43, Anthony Gracier. That's going to be his first. And if he hits the free throw, Matt Moore will be checking in here for Keegan Fitzgerald. But Huseman, with that padded knee, checks in there with Brett James and Connor Strike. So Fitzgerald at the line. It's the free throw. That'll earn him a little breather here. With 4:42 to go, quarter number one, it's now 9-4. Kearney Catholic with the lead over Sandy Creek. Cougars are going to inbound it. And again for Kearney Catholic, Brian Huseman checking in. He's got pretty good padding on that left knee. Been out a couple of weeks with a banged up knee. On the dribble is going to be Kuda. Kuda will give it to Heinrichs. Heinrichs, they triple team him. He's in trouble on the sideline. Steps through. Gets it inside, laid up and in for Andrew Kuda. Nice pass once he stepped through the double, oh gosh, triple team. It was a layup for Kuda. Kick left side. Here's Huseman. Huseman, little ball fake, gives it top of the circle for Strite. For Lease. Lease gets it inside for Moore. Double teamed, out for James, back out for Lease. Lease, jump stop in the lane, little floater, short, rebound by Huseman, and Brian Huseman. First bucket in a while, lays it up and in after he pulls down the offensive rebound. Went right back up with it. And Brandon Shipley gets the pass way up ahead here for Kuda. Kuda will drive, has the ball stripped from behind by James. Stars on the run. James for Huseman. Huseman jump stop, kicks. James will drive, gives it for Lease. Back to Huseman. Huseman, he's going to penetrate. A little bit of contact there, no foul call. Kicks for Moore. Moore on the dribble. And again, they'll give it up here on their right side for Strite. On the baseline, jumper for Huseman. In and out, and then back in. Brian Huseman, 4 points here. And it's 13-6. Ball knocked loose by Strite. Comes up with a steal. Strite for Houston. Jumper bounces around. No good. Rebound by Heinrichs. And Heinrichs will dribble out here for Sandy Creek. He'll pick up the dribble on the right side. Bounce pass will roll to Kudas. It was deflected a little bit. Long pass off for Gracier. 13-6. Kearney Catholic with the lead. Sandy Creek with the ball. Dribbling is Heinrichs. Heinrichs kicks on that right side for Gracier. Nice entry pass inside for Kuda. And Kuda is fouled. Made the catch and was going right back up with it as he was going up. They held his arms. And the foul on Brett James will be his first. Two as a team here against Kearney Catholic. Free throw at the line. Kuda. And it's in and out, no good. Kuda, 4 points in the game, misses the free throw here. And Squires is going to check back in here for Kearney Catholic with Tyson Collins. James and Lease coming out. Kuda bends down low, fires the free throw, and he hits. He's got 5 of the 7 points here for Sandy Creek, 13-7. Stars with the lead and the basketball. Strike looks over the top of this zone here for the Cougars. And again, the way Kearney Catholic's lining it up, I think we got us a 2-3 zone here to give it off for Moore. And Moore is going to reset things as they switch to that zone. They'll throw it left side for Squires in the lane, getting it for Strike. Strike kicks it back out for Squires. Squires' little ball fake, gets the man in the air, puts up a 15-foot jumper, no good. Moore with the rebound and then a foul on the putback. And that's going to be a hard luck foul if they give it to Andrew Kuda. And that is, he said 35. He put up 4 fingers to the official. But it is going to be on Andrew Kuda. And again, must have got him on the body as Moore is going to go line and he's going to shoot too. Nice shot pulling down that rebound. Free throw was no good. Checking in is going to be Scott Hill here for Sandy Creek. Gracier is going to come out. And checking in here for the Stars was Keegan Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald will come in for Strike. Also, Holtmeyer checks back in. Moore's at the line. His free throw back the iron, no good. Up high for the rebound is Heinrichs. And Sandy Creek will face a little bit of pressure here. Heinrichs gets the ball back. Pass up ahead for Shipley. Shipley's in a little bit of trouble, and he'll get the ball back out for Heinrichs. Heinrichs is picked up there defensively by Tyson Colling. Colling screened off a little bit. Heinrichs has the dribble. Now give it top of the circle here for Brett Pesek, who checked in. And Pesek will help work the ball back out here for Heinrichs. Heinrichs with a minute 45 to go, dribbles all the way down the baseline, shoots, has the ball knocked loose. Coming up with it is Colling. Colling down the sideline is fouled by Brady Shipley. He was knocked out of bounds. Now, the officials will let him play as long as your contact doesn't give you an advantage. And if you knock somebody out of bounds, well, clearly they got to make a call at that point. But they tend to let him play. Not a bad officiating crew, to be honest with you. Lease will kick on the left side. Firing up is Fitzgerald, and Fitzgerald drains a 3. Fitzgerald with 10 points in the quarter, 16-7. Kearney Catholic with the lead. And on the dribble here is going to be Kuda. Kuda looking, picked up there defensively. 5-second count going on. The ball's dead. They pressure it. Give it to Pesek. Pesek, he's pressured. He'll give the ball off for Shipley. Shipley will give it off now right side for Heinrichs. A little run and jump here. Driving the baseline is Heinrichs, and he'll hit the shot. Mitch Heinrichs just got a little step on the defender, was able to drive the baseline and hit the shot. Left side, Squires is going to put up a 3. That's an air ball, rebounded by Holtmeyer. Ball still being tipped around. Squires comes back in, hustled, tried to save it, ends up knocking a chair out of there. And Squires, trying to make the save, actually runs into one of the Sandy Creek players on the bench that's not in uniform at the moment. Everybody's healthy. I don't think anybody hurt their legs any worse than it is. Score remains 16-9 with 43.8 to go here in the first quarter. And Cougars will inbound the basketball. Heinrichs gets the ball up ahead here for Gracier. Gracier in the offensive zone. Double team. Ball's knocked loose. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Gracier and out of bounds. That'll be Sandy Creek turnover number 5. So Stars will have the ball with 35.5 to go here. And again, Kearney Catholic going to slowly bring it in the offensive zone. In fact, Leach might have to hurry up. It'll be a 10-second call, and he only had to work about one-fourth of the court. Fitzgerald has the ball on his hip, looking at the clock. 20 seconds left, still has it on his hip. Cougars going basically what looks like a 1-2-2 defense here. And with the dribble is Fitzgerald. One guy's clear out top of the key. 9 seconds left. Right wing for Leach. Leach, he's going to shoot over the top of the zone. Bounces around, no good. Offensive rebound off glass. Holtmeyer, the shot falls. Buzzer sounds. Quarter in. 18-9. 9-point lead for Kearney Catholic. Essentially, they score at the buzzer to push the lead to 9. We'll take a break. We're back after this.
The most unique high school basketball event in the state, the Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th, showcasing different schools and different classes in a pre-district neutral court setting. The beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The 8-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
Welcome back here to Kearney Catholic High School. One quarter's in the books here in boys basketball. 18-9 is our score here at intermission. By the way, on our sister station on The Breeze 94.5, we have coverage of Storm Hockey for you. And tomorrow we'll have Storm Hockey right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And then come Monday, we'll turn our attention to both the Fort Kearney Conference and the Luplack Conference Boys and Girls Basketball Tournament. The girls of the FKC will take the spotlight on Monday, as it will be a couple of games for you from Loomis. It'll be Overton at SEM about 6 o'clock tip, followed by Loomis taking on the Elm Creek Pleasanton winner. Those two teams will be playing tomorrow. And then boys FKC will be on Tuesday, Pleasanton, SEM, Loomis, Amherst. We'll have both those games for you right here on KKPR 98.9 FM. We'll have the Kearney Catholic girl-boy doubleheader for you of the Luplat on Tuesday. Sandy Creek gets the ball first. Mitch Heinrichs fires a quick three-pointer here. It's no good. And the rebound taken out there by Keegan Fitzgerald. We'll tell you about the Stars lineup later on. Entry pass on the inside. Holtmeyer is fouled, going right back up with it. And again, going straight up with it, looked like a lot of ball there, but a lot of times you come down with that hand, you're going to be called for the foul, even though it looked pretty clean, to be honest with you. Blake Holtmeyer is going to go line and shoot two, and every officiating crew on the planet calls that a foul. I just don't think it is. I'm like the one that doesn't. The free throw is up and good for Blake Holtmeyer. So, again, a little bit of a hard luck foul here for Andrew Kuda. Both of his fouls have been not bad fouls. I mean, they were fouls, and they always get called, but Andrew Coogan, one time with the body, the other time he got mostly the ball, but a little bit of foul on Blake Holtmeyer. So Holtmeyer hits the first and misses the second. 19-9, 10-point lead here for the Stars as the Cougars pull down the rebound. That's Mitch Heinrichs, who snags the bound. Bacon, Beasley, and pass on the inside. Making the calls here. So the inbounds for Mitch Heinrichs, and he'll get the ball back around the perimeter, getting up for Brady Shipley. Shipley off of the little screen, kicks it off right side for Heinrichs. Heinrichs gets it in, backing in is Taylor. Taylor's going to kick it out. Kuda's going to drive off glass, a little bit too strong. Rebound tipped out, and at midcourt to pull down the ball is going to be Brady Shipley. Shipley's going to kick right wing here for Gracier. Gracier in trouble, gives it to Shipley. Shipley extra pass for Kuda. Kuda bounces around, no good. Nothing but white jerseys there. And David Squires pulls down the rebound. And so here come the Stars. Up by 10, they bring in the offensive zone. A little penetration by Fitzgerald. Floater up and good. He is red hot. 12 points in the game. He's got 12 of the 21 here for Kearney Catholic. With the ball, it's going to be Mitch Heinrichs. Heinrichs gives the ball to Shipley. Shipley, he's going to fire a three. In and out, no good. Contact on the rebound. into the hands of Gracier. Gracier, nice entry pass inside here for Taylor, and Taylor's going to lay it up and in. Good ball movement there by Sandy Creek. They passed it around quickly, stayed within the three-point circle when they did it, and they get a pretty good look out of it, and Taylor cashes in. 21-11. Thinking about the three is Fitzgerald. They'll give it inside for Squires. Squires a little bit short, and Kuda pulls down the rebound. They're going to double-team him, so Kuda will hand the ball off for Heinrichs. Heinrichs dribbles through the traffic, spins, floats, scores. Mitch Heinrichs, that's an impressive little drive there. Very athletic coming in as he was able to pivot, spin, and lay it up and in. On the dribble here is Fitzgerald. Pass tipped by Heinrichs. Loose ball is picked up by Colling. He'll kick for Lease. Lease finds Squires open in the corner for three. Short, and the rebound by Kuda. His fourth rebound of the first half here. And slowly, slowing it down, dribbling is Heinrichs. Heinrichs will give it off left side for Shipley. Into the offensive zone with it, Kuda. Kuda, that's a dangerous pass, but Shipley's able to pick it up. Hands up in the air, Keegan Fitzgerald, making sure he doesn't get a hand check call, but pretty good pressure there. Gracier has it on the right side, Lease is with him, entry pass stolen away. Keegan Fitzgerald stepped in there. The pressure was put on the ball by Lease. And then Fitzgerald comes up with the steal, long outlet pass, Colling jumper, no good. Offensive rebound by Lease, and now Lease will go to the line. After pulling down his second offensive rebound, he is hit on the arm by Mitch Heinrichs, and that'll be his first. So at the line here, going to be Alex Lease. 21-13, and Lease, his first point of the night. And Kearney Catholic going to send in four right now, and if Lease hits the free throw, it will be a complete line change. Huseman checking in with James, Moore, and Strike. 4:52 to go, second quarter, 21-13 Stars. Lease free throw, bounces around, no good, and the rebound taken out by Jared Taylor. Taylor snags the bound, and he'll just give the ball off air for Mitch Heinrichs. Heinrichs on the dribble, takes the baseline, kicks right back out for Shipley. Shipley brings it for Gracier. Gracier, 15-foot jumper, no good. Rebound pulled down by Matt Moore. Moore leading the break, passes up ahead here for Streit. Streit flips it back for Moore. Looking for it is James. James gets it on the left wing, gives it back out for Lease. Lease jump stop, shot off glass, no good. Rebound by Brett Peschick. Peschick facing a little pressure, gets it to Heinrichs. Heinrichs gave it away. Now he gets it back. Long pass up ahead, and that's going to be intercepted by Huseman. Huseman with the steal. Dumps off on that right side. James, he'll fire a three, and he hits a three. Brett James give the assist to Huseman after Huseman got the turnover. You just can't throw a long pass with number 21 back there. And that's exactly what this defense is designed to do when he's in the ballgame. Found that out in football. You can't throw a long pass. Heinrichs on the dribble. Gives it off on the right side. Great ball fake. And then driving is going to be Gracier. He's shut off. He'll get the ball off. Jumper by Peschick won't fall. Ball is loose. Knocked around. Huseman can't come up with it. It's out of bounds off of Huseman's hand. And Kearney Catholic leading it by a dozen. 25-13 with 3:42 to go. Has to stay back on defense. Mitch Heinrichs is going to inbound it here. And it's the ball last touched by a Star. Brian Lepofsky checked in, and Lepofsky gives the ball off for Heinrichs, and Heinrichs, nice little jump stop through there, and he is hit on the arm, and he's going to collect the foul from Huseman. So Heinrichs will shoot two. And the first one is no good. Score remains 25-13, 3:35 to go. Checking back in, Andrew Kuda. Kuda going to come in for Jared Taylor. You think Kuda's a pretty big player until you realize Jared Taylor's quite a bit big. Second free throw, up and good. So nice hit there for Heinrichs. 25-14. James finds a little cutter. Floater by Connor Streit. No good. Good-looking shot, though, and Heinrichs pulls down the rebound. Heinrichs up ahead here for Shipley. Shipley gives it for Kuda. Kuda bounce pass. off the hands of Lepofsky and out of bounds. Oh, I guess it was last touch by Moore. Lepofsky did a nice job of saving it, and then while he was saving it, he was extended. Matt Moore then tried to save it and went off Moore's hands and out of bounds. Colin Petrie will pressure the inbound, and Shipley will make the catch near midcourt. Picking up the defensive stride as the Stars go man-to-man. Dangerous pass. Heinrichs has it knocked away by James. James gives it up ahead for Huseman, and Huseman will score. Stars running. Brian Huseman has not played a lot, but he's got 6 points in the ballgame. Welcome back, Brian Huseman. 25-14. In trouble is Heinrichs, and his pass is knocked out of bounds. They're going to say he just threw it away, and we got a timeout here for Matt Schwarzendruber. Timeout for the Cougars. They trail it 27-13. A 13-point lead is 27-14. A 13-point lead here for the Cougars with 2:46 to go before halftime. We'll take a break. We're back right after this.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic High School as the Stars with a 27-14 lead here with 2:46 to go here in the second quarter. And Matt Schwarzendruber using another timeout in this one with 2:40 to go before halftime. Driving is Lease. Lease is shut off, so he'll give it off for Matt Moore. Moore, a little floater, up and good. Matt Moore, first points of the ball game. So the Stars right now putting a little pressure on, and it's going to be a little hold called on Kearney Catholic. Substitution coming in here for Sandy Creek. Checking in is going to be Scott Hild. Hild checks in. And we got a little hand check now. Again, whistled on Kearney Catholic. So it will be Cougar basketball. They inbound it underneath their own hoop. Kuda facing a little pressure. Checking in is Isaac Richter, and Kuda shoots over the top of Richter. And Kuda hits the shot. Richter, that wasn't bad defense now, but nice little fadeaway here by Kuda. He cuts the lead back down to 13. Kick on the left side for Moore. Moore top of the circle for Connor Streit. Streit has the ball knocked loose, but Streit quick enough to pick it up. He's used up his dribble, though, so he'll hand the ball off for Moore. Moore is going to dribble down the baseline. He shut off, kicks it out for Connor Streit. Streit fires a three, no good. Rebound pulled out of there by Brett Pesek. And Pesek will get the ball up here for Mitch Heinrichs. 29-16, minute 40 to go. Dribbling is going to be Heinrichs. Heinrichs kicks it out, open for three, top the key is Kuda. It's no good. Lease pulls down the rebound. Stars want to run. They get it up ahead to Moore. Moore kicks it for Petrie. Petrie, nice little catch, and then lays it up with that left hand and in. Colin Petrie gets the bucket. And Lease on the ground. I'm not sure. I heard a whistle, and I don't know what the scenario is, but Lease, I think, got tangled with Anthony Gracier. And there wasn't anything extracurricular after that happened. They do have a foul that's going to be called against Anthony Gracier. That's going to be an intentional foul. So Gracier picks up his second personal foul. And Lease at the free throw line. The free throw's up and good. 32-16. Free throw by Lease. He hits both. And Lease will come out of the game. Kearney Catholic will get the ball with a minute 25 to go. And again, I think the inbounds was stolen by Lease. And then Drasher was trying to get to the ball. And a little bit harder foul than what you wanted. Intentional foul. Probably the right call, but it wasn't a dirty foul. You know what I mean? And Drasher doesn't look like he's agitated. There really wasn't any extra crickly to it. So intentional foul, the right call, but again, I don't think it's that big of a deal. Isaac Richter gets the ball. We'll hand the ball off to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald will drive, float, and score. You got to be kidding me. That should not have gone in, but he had a drive, threw it high off the glass, got a nice little bounce after it, and Kearney Catholic with a 19-point lead, 35-16. Minute five to go here. Heinrichs on the dribble, gives it for Shipley. Shipley kicks right wing for Scott Hild. Hild on the left side for Heinrichs. Heinrichs on the baseline is going to be shut off there by Fitzgerald. He'll get the ball back out for Kuda. Kuda, a little ball fake. The clock just went off. Dribbling around here is going to be Heinrichs, and now the officials notice it. And 55.7 is what the clock says, and I don't have a different time for you. That's probably a little short of what the real time should be, but the clock did go out. Score is right, 35-16. I think all the information on the clock is right. Six fouls against Sandy Creek, five against Kearney Catholic. The Cougars will have to inbound it here, and they'll bring in the offensive zone. Kuda working up against Isaac Richter. And again, probably out of Richter's comfort zone. Kuda has it on that left side. He'll bounce pass it in for Taylor, kicking it back out. Kuda, entry pass on the inside, goes through everybody. Nobody touched it, and that'll be a Cougar turnover. 35.6 to go here. Hopefully be able to talk with both the girls' coaches, Rick Petrie of Kearney Catholic and Russ Neinmeyer for Sandy Creek at halftime, which is now 27 seconds away and approaching quickly because milk on the clock is going to be Keegan Fitzgerald. He is dribbling around in the center jump circle right now, and there isn't anybody within about 15 feet of him. So he's clearly not closely defended. They're going to direct traffic a little bit. And Fitzgerald on the dribble. Stars scored at the buzzer at the end of the first quarter. Fitzgerald's going to step up, fire a three, no good. Richter over the back on the foul. That'll be six fouls on Kearney Catholic with 1.2 seconds to go. So Richter called for the foul, but no free throw. 1.2 to go. Inbounding here is going to be Brendan Lepofsky, and he'll get the ball to Shipley, and that will end quarter number one. Kearney Catholic firmly in control in this one as the Stars lead at halftime. 35-16 over Sandy Creek, holding the Cougars to only 16 points here in the first half, and the Stars with a comfortable 19-point lead. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Hopefully talk with Russ Neinmeyer and Rick Petrie. We'll talk with the coaches right after this timeout.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Here to Kearney Catholic High School, 35-16. The Stars lead in boys basketball here at the break. Earlier tonight, a top 10 matchup between Sandy Creek and Kearney Catholic. The Cougars pick up a 58-46 win. Kind enough to talk to us about it a little bit is Kearney Catholic head coach Rick Petrie. And coach, early on, I said it on the air. I thought that was some of the best defense you guys have played all year. I thought in that first half, you really came out with a lot of defensive intensity.
Yeah, especially the first quarter. I thought we did a lot of nice things until right at the end of the quarter. You know, we gave them a couple easy looks, but you know, they're a good team, and that's going to happen.
And they made a little run on you, about a 17-2 run. They got the lead, and then from that point on, it was really a struggle to try to come back and take the lead back from those guys, and which something that you guys battled the rest of the way and just couldn't quite get over the hump.
Yeah, you know, we got to a couple points a couple different times and just couldn't get that next basket or that next stop, or, you know, and you got to credit them. I mean, you know, Shaw was really big for them, and she did a nice job getting to the bucket, and, you know, that's something that we didn't do a very good job with.
And again, you didn't really balance out your scoring a whole lot. It just kind of happened that way tonight. You had Messel with 19, 16 for Baum, and outside of that, I don't really know how to ask the question here, but somebody's got to pick up the scoring a little bit.
Well, that's something we talked about after the game. You know, we got to get more contributions from other people. It's just, you know, can't be those two all the time and everybody else. I mean, somebody else has got to step up and got to be willing to do stuff. I mean, I know we had a couple people out on the floor who might not even taken a shot. So, you know, that's probably not acceptable for us.
And again, you know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So what sort of things do you hope that you guys kind of learn from this heading into the conference tournament next week?
Well, we competed hard, Randy, and that's something that we're looking for. I think the other thing is, you know, we need to be a little bit more aggressive offensively. I don't think that we're getting to the basket enough. I don't think that our posts are doing, and I shouldn't say our post. You know, Theron's doing a good job. We're not doing a very good job of getting it to our post when they're posted up, and that's something we need to work on.
And I think one positive for you, Sandy Creek puts a lot of pressure on the ball. I had you guys for only about 11 turnovers in the game.
You know, and that was something we did. I thought we did a fantastic job. You know, that second quarter, the biggest thing is we didn't hit shots. And when you don't make shots and the other team is, you know, it can get away from you pretty quick.
So, you know, again, coming into this, no reason to hit the panic button a little bit, but again, the offense has been a little bit suspect down the stretch.
And against good teams, we're a little passive, and we need to be a little bit more aggressive. And again, you know, we talked about trying to turn that around, and, you know, the kids just got to be a little bit more aggressive. You know, I thought the first half, Michaela was, you know, pretty passive and let Shaw kind of dictate what she wanted to do, and then the second half she went out and, you know, she drove the ball a little bit more and got to the basket a little bit and was able to create things, and that's something we need to do.
But conversely, I thought your defense really, especially that first quarter, was solid throughout. Nice job of rebounding. They hit some free throws down the stretch.
And they did. You know, good teams do that, and they did that. You know, if we could have got a couple misses on some one-on-ones, then, you know, when it's 6-8 points, then, you know, maybe we go down and get a basket. And, you know, we missed a couple layups, too.
Yeah.
We had a chance there, so that's just one of those things.
And it's one of those things in the first half. I don't want to say you could bury them, but, I mean, you missed some bunnies right
yeah.
ahead that really could have changed the game from the early stages of the game on.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Coach, best of luck to you, and we'll see you Tuesday in the conference tournament.
All right. Thanks, Randy.
All right. Thanks, Rick. Rick Petrie, head basketball coach here at Kearney Catholic. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be able to talk with Russ Neinmeyer from Sandy Creek. We'll do that right after this timeout.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's German for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Kearney Catholic High School, halftime of the boys' game, where the Stars lead it 35-16. And on the girls' game earlier tonight, an impressive win for Sandy Creek, 58-46, against number 9 Kearney Catholic. Sandy Creek, number 2 in the state, according to the Omaha World Herald. And joining us to talk about the game is Russ Neinmeyer, the head coach for Sandy Creek. And first of all, Coach, congratulations. This is a tough place to win, and I think it's always a nice win whenever you play a top 10 team. especially nice heading into the conference tournament.
Yeah, you bet. Tonight was a real good win for us to go over Kearney Catholic. It's our first time out here ever playing here, so it was really enjoyable. And the kids really had a great time. We played awfully well.
You did play awfully well. And early on, things did not go you well. You guys were really kind of shut down. Kearney Catholic, great defense in the first quarter. You called a couple of timeouts to kind of get things focused. Whatever you said appears to have worked because you guys went on like a 17-2 run, took the lead, and never gave it up.
Yeah, they got focused a little bit right there. They were just out of sync a little bit, and we had a great run right there. And the kids just kept on playing, but we really talked about finishing, starting strong always in each quarter and always finishing strong, and they did a great job. And they executed well, and the defense was probably the biggest key right there for us.
And again, you forced some turnovers, ended up with, it wasn't necessarily a layup on the other end, but really good looks in transition, and you were struggling offensively, but your defense kind of got your offense going.
That's been a key success for us in the last few years is our defense pays off for us, and tonight was a perfect example of that again, that we had a lot of kids just step up, play good defense, forced some Kearney Catholic to take some tough shots, and we cleaned the boards up pretty well, and he just came down and executed the offense.
And one that really cleaned the boards for you nice was Michaela Shaw. Really great overall game. She finished unofficially at 19 points, 10 rebounds for her. Talk a little bit about her effort here tonight.
Well, tonight she really stepped up her game. We asked her to do some uncharacteristics. Usually guards the big girl.
Yeah.
Tonight we took on the point guard off of Kearney Catholic, and we were really concerned about their speed. And we asked Michaela to come up and stop down that point guard for us, and she really kept her in track most of the time. I know she got loose a few times, but Michaela's also helping off a lot. So, but Michaela, you know, she's very versatile, can play inside and outside a little bit, and you know, she's just a great kid to have on your team.
There was a stretch there in the third quarter where Kearney Catholic cut the lead down to two, I think it was. You got the ball into Michaela. She scored. Other end of the court, she got a block, dribbled down, got an assist. Span of about 10 seconds, you saw a lot of different skill sets there for Michaela Shaw.
Yeah, she can really play the full court. Her game is the full court, and when she can get out and run like that, she's a strong runner, quick, and she knows how to finish the shots, and that's really helpful.
How important was it in a game like this to not give up that lead once you build a nice lead?
Well, you know, you always got to keep it going. You can't quit and relax a little bit. I thought that was a key for us, that we just kept going, and every time Kearney Catholic made a shot, we came back and made another shot. So it was pretty good. You got to also look at Montana Hendricks in the fourth quarter. She really stepped up the line tonight. And last night before, she struggled. Tonight, she was on goal. So it's a great effort by a senior.
And 10 for 10 from the free throw line. Overall, as a team, 21-24 from the free throw line. Kearney Catholic did not commit fouls down the stretch to send you to the line. And, boy, I can't blame them. You shoot 87%.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Mary were pretty good, I thought. Even by the freshman up there, she stepped up and knocked a couple down. So there's a few here, a few there. Everybody just chipped in and did their job.
Well, Coach, keep it rolling. Congratulations.
Hey, thanks a lot for having us.
Hey, my pleasure, Russ. Thanks. You.
Thank you.
Russ Neinmeyer, head basketball coach at Sandy Creek. The Lady Cougars with an impressive win here, 58-46. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the third quarter of the boys' game right after this.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
Kearney Catholic with the first possession of the second half. They throw it in the inside. Andrew Kuda steps in there, makes the steal. Kearney Catholic turns it over. They lead it, though, 35-16 as we're in the early stages of the third quarter. Bad pass, stolen away. Keegan Fitzgerald is going to go in for the layup. Great ball fake, little spin. Shot, no good. Gets his own rebound. Has a shot blocked into the hands of Tyson Colling. And Colling will get the bucket. That was a great move. Didn't result in any points for Fitzgerald, but he got a rebound and a steal and then the bucket by Tyson Colling, 37-16. With the dribble on that right side, Anthony Gracier. Gracier will get the ball back out for Kuda. Kuda will help work it back around the perimeter here for Heinrichs. And Heinrichs, the battle of the 23s. He's being defensed nicely by Fitzgerald. Entry pass inside for Kuda. Kuda, a little ball fake, shoots around the sophomore Holtmeyer. It won't fall. That was a tough shot. And David Squires pulls down the rebound. Lee springs in the offensive zone. Will hand the ball back off for Squires. And on the dribble here is going to be Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald left side. Ball fake by Colling. Colling kicks right wing here for Fitzgerald. Back top of the circle for Colling. Squires, he'll fire a three. Back of the iron, no good. And the long rebound tipped out for Keegan Fitzgerald. And Fitzgerald will get a little screen from Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer will roll. Fitzgerald will drive. Rebound tipped into the hands of Squires, and the bucket is good. It won't show up on the stat sheet, but Blake Holtmeyer tipped the ball to Squires, and in a sense, off that missed shot, that's going to be an assist, really, for Blake Holtmeyer. And the Stars now lead at 39-16. On the far side, Kearney Catholic knocks the ball out of bounds. Really appreciate the two head coaches, Rick Petrie and Russ Neinmeyer, for joining us from the girls' basketball teams for our halftime report, brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Off the inbounds, driving on the inside is going to be Anthony Gracier. Gracier makes the catch, and he's going to be fouled, so he'll shoot two here. The foul on Squires is going to be his first. Again, always like picking the brains of good coaches like Russ Neinmeyer and Rick Petrie. Both of them in, well, one in victory, one in defeat, gracious enough to join us at halftime. Gracier's free throw is up and good. So that makes it 39-17. Make that 39-18 as Gracier hits both free throws. And a 21-point lead here for the Stars. On the dribble on that right side, Lee. Still take it all the way to the baseline. Look for a cutter. Little jump stop. Colling. Ball hanging on the rim. No good. And we got a foul on the rebound. The one that had the position was Andrew Kuda. And trying to get that position was Tyson Colling. And Colling has just picked up his second personal foul. So here come the Cougars with the basketball. And they'll kick it off left side here for Shipley. Shipley, top of the circle for Kuda. Kuda on the right wing for Heinrichs. Heinrichs will fade away a three that goes out of bounds. That's off the mark. And the Stars will inbound with 5:33 to go here. Reminder for you, we'll have coverage of Kearney Catholic, their first round games of the LUPLAC Conference Tournament. They'll be on our sister station on ESPN 1460. Those games will be on the 31st. That's Tuesday. The girls' game will tip off about 6:15. Coverage will start around 6:10. Donovan Trumbull at Kearney Catholic. And then Loup City will take on the boys' team here from Kearney Catholic. Long pass on the left side. It's deflected by Sandy Creek and intercepted by Jared Taylor. So that'll be a turnover here on the Cougars. A turnover for the Cougars. Stars lose the basketball. Heinrichs facing some pressure. Gets it for Shipley. Shipley near midcourt has the ball stolen away. The steal by Fitzgerald, and Fitzgerald will go in hard for the layup. 16 in the game here for Keegan Fitzgerald. And Fitzgerald will pressure the ball here again for Shipley. Shipley on the dribble, 10-second count going on, brings across the timeline, and Keegan Fitzgerald, a little ambitious there, trying to make the steal from the backside. He's going to be whistled for the foul. And Kearney Catholic will make a line change. Huseman and Petrie, James, Moore, and Strike coming in here for Kearney Catholic. So five new Stars out there. As Kearney Catholic has gone pretty deep in the bench. On the dribble here, Mitch Heinrichs. Heinrichs kicks right side for Gracier. Gracier on the baseline. Back out for Heinrichs. Heinrichs watches everybody circle through here. Taylor with a little screen on the inside, a little drive, and we got a foul whistled on Kearney Catholic. And there'll be two shots coming up here on the drive. Mitch Heinrichs, who's one out of two from the free throw line, will have a couple of free throws here with 4:23 to go, third quarter. The foul on Petrie is his first, and the free throw rolls around and good for Mitch Heinrichs. Tomorrow night here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, the Fall City Stampede will be at the Tri-City Storm. Second free throw rolls around and good for Mitch Heinrichs. I get to stay in town. I have to switch frequencies, however. I'll be on the AM tomorrow as top-ranked Norfolk will take on Kearney High and boys basketball at 6:30. That'll be preceded by the girls' game at around 4:45 or so. So Norfolk at Kearney High tomorrow on the AM, 1460. Quick jumper on the outside, no good. Mitch Heinrichs pulls down the rebound here for Sandy Creek, and he'll give it top of the circle for Gracier. Gracier on the right side, nice entry pass in for Shipley. Shipley will get it back as Taylor kicked it out to him, and Shipley will drain the three. His first points of the ball game come from behind the arc, and it's 41-23. Stars up by 18. On the left wing with it is Brett James. James will give it for Colin Petrie. Petrie on the baseline for Huseman. Jumper short. Huseman gets the rebound. That one rolls around. No good. And the rebound by Andrew Kuda. So Huseman, 6 points in the game, also has a couple of rebounds. Making his return from that knee injury. Heinrichs behind the back dribble. Gets the ball back out for Gracier. Gracier to Heinrichs. Heinrichs kicks on the left side. Now Shipley will fire another three. No good. High for the rebound is Huseman. Huseman's going to dribble through traffic, fall down, and I think banged his knee a little bit. He rolls over, and no limp as he hops up. That might be one of the things that Coach Lee's kind of wanted to see is would he dive and would he bang that knee? He will come out of the game. Lease is checking in for him. And he gets a little high five. Again, he bruised the bone on his patella. So it's a little sensitive still. Heinrichs brings in the offensive zone. He'll kick on the rest side for Brett Pesek. Pesek gives it back out here for Shipley. Shipley, entry pass on the inside for Kuda. Kuda's going to lay it up and in. Andrew Kuda answers back here for Sandy Creek. Got that little post up. Then came in, drove, and was able to hit the shot with his left hand. Moore will drive the baseline. Kick into the corner. With it is Strite. Strite. Flip, no good. Gets his own rebound over Kuda. Shot won't fall, and the Cougars can't pull down the miss as it goes out of bounds. So Kearney Catholic will maintain possession here, and back in the battle comes three new stars. Squires now make it four. Holtmeyer's going to check in as well. So Holtmeyer will check in. With them is Squires and Lease and Collins. Right wing with it is Squires off the inbounds. 2:22 to go here, third quarter. 41-25. Stars with the lead in the basketball. Calling on the dribble here. He'll enter it inside for Lease. Lease having trouble coming up with it. Tried to save it, but it's into the hands of Gracier, so that'll be a Kearney Catholic turnover. And Heinrichs will slowly bring in the offensive zone. Calling picked him up defensively. Now dribbling here is going to be Taylor. Taylor spins in front of Squires. He'll kick it out. Here's Gracier, who hits a three. Anthony Gracier, his first field goal of the night. He's got five in the game, and that'll cut the lead down to 13. 41-28. Lease, he'll fire a three. Short. Holtmeyer up for the rebound. Kicks it out. Here's the long three for Fitzgerald. It won't fall. Another rebound, this one by Lease, and Lease lays it up and in. So Alex Lease with the rebound and the bucket. So again, make it a 15-point ball game. And Shipley will bring across the timeline. Gives it back out for Heinrichs. Heinrichs penetrates, runs in the Lease, and Lease was set. So that'll be a charge. He tried a little jump stop, but he hit him with the shoulder, and Lease fell like a sack of potatoes. And Lease will collect the charge from Mitch Heinrichs. Now, Lease will slowly bring in the offensive zone after some substitutions here for Matt Schwarzendruber and the Cougars. Scott Hill checked in a little bit ago. They get it in for Squires. Squires' extra bounce pass stolen away by Carson Novacek. Novacek also came in, made the steal. They'll give the ball to Shipley, and we've got a timeout by Sandy Creek. Great pressure put on by Kearney Catholic, so the Cougars call a timeout with 58.3 to go here. 43-28 in the third quarter. Cougars down by 15, but they get the timeout. We're back after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publisher Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Kearney Catholic has all five timeouts left at their disposal if they want them. Couple left here for Sandy Creek. 15-point lead for the Stars. Inbounds is stolen away, and we're going to have a foul. Coming up with the loose ball after it was tipped around was Keegan Fitzgerald, and Fitzgerald was taken down by Carson Novacek, who lost his balance and basically just got his arm wrapped up with Fitzgerald. So that'll be a foul on Novacek, his first. And a turnover on the inbound. About 55 seconds to go here, third quarter. Stars have the basketball. A little pick and roll. They decide not to pass with that, so they'll kick it in the corner for Squires. Squires will shoot the three and hits the three. He's got 5 points in the quarter. His first three-pointer of the night. And Shipley will get the inbound. 35 seconds to go. Stars pressuring a little bit here. Ship will bring it into the offensive zone. Heinrichs lost the ball. It's going to be over and back. Well, it went out of bounds either way. Even if the Cougars would have grabbed that one, it would have been a turnover after the ball went off the shoe tops of Brady Shipley. Trying to save it was Heinrichs. He couldn't get there. So another turnover on the Cougars. Kicked into the corner. Here's Scummy Squires again for a three. And again, he'll hit a three. 8 points in the corner for David Squires. And the Stars still putting a little pressure on. This is just what they do. Heinrichs gets it up ahead. Layup a little bit too strong for Hild. It's no good. Lees comes down with a rebound. 9 seconds left. On the dribble is Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald gives for Lees. Lees will penetrate. Lees off glass. No good. Holtmeyer gets the rebound, and he has it ripped away from him. Held ball. Carson Novacek is able to hold the ball. Alternating possessions will give the Cougars the ball with 1.8 seconds to go here in the quarter. So you get the ball, but you don't have much time to do anything with it. They inbound it, buzzer sounds, and Kearney Catholic heads to the fourth quarter with a 21-point lead. They lead at 49-28. We'll take a quick break. We're back with the fourth quarter right after this.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back here. We're heading to the fourth quarter, 49-28. Kearney Catholic with the lead in this one. And Stars in pretty good shape here. They'll be traveling to McCook tomorrow, taking on the Bison on the road. And then after that, they'll be back in action Tuesday in the conference tournament. Kick into the corner. Squires, he'll shoot a three. No good. Rebound out of bounds. Last touch by Holtmeyer. Pretty good road trip tomorrow going to McCook. We'll stop for some rocket pizza after that. Heinrichs has it. Long pass up ahead for Kuda. Kuda is picked up by Lees. Pass knocked around by Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald right at midcourt is asking for help. He's not sure if he's used up his dribble or not. He'll give it to Squires, and now refresh the dribble. Off the right side, here's the three by Fitzgerald. Too strong, and rebounded by Shipley. Shipley pulls down the rebound here for Sandy Creek, and the Cougars' first possession of the fourth quarter. They get it for Taylor. Taylor on the run, fouled by Holtmeyer, and Taylor will go to the line and shoot two. This will be his first trip to the line. So a couple of free throws here for Jared Taylor. His team trails 49-28, 7:16 to go. Free throw rolls around, no good. Second free throw, perfect for Jared Taylor. Now make it a 20-point ball game, 49-29. And Fitzgerald will slowly bring in the offensive zone with 7:10 to go here, fourth quarter. Again, if you missed it, the Lady Cougars from Sandy Creek with a 58-46 win over Kearney Catholic. Kick on the right side. Squires, he's going to drive the baseline. He'll get the ball right back out here for Tyson Colling. Around the perimeter we go. Holtmeyer on the baseline. Back out for Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald let everybody cycle through. Fitzgerald gets it inside for Lease. Lease fouled. And pretty good bump there by Jared Taylor. Taylor going to be whistled for the little reach. And inbounding the ball is going to be Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer tosses it in here for Squires. Squires will give it between the circles here for Tyson Colling. Colling for Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald red hot in the early stages of the game. He's got 16 in the game. And they'll get it off right side for Fitzgerald again. Fitzgerald's going to penetrate. Lost the ball into the hands of Squires, though. He was Johnny on the spot. Ball ping-ponging around as it was on the inside. And out of bounds is going to be Sandy Creek. Brady Shipley. Another, yeah, Shipley was the last to touch it as it went out of bounds. He was trying to save it, went out of bounds with it. The inbounds will go for Tyson Colling. Colling will kick it out for Lease. His three, no good. Another rebound for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer gives it for Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald, baseline drive, shot no good. Rebound, last touch by Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer's all over the place. Couldn't quite get the rebound on that one, but he's just all over the place. Great hustle. That's why, as a sophomore, he is starting in the place of Brian Huseman. So on the dribble here is going to be Mitch Heinrichs. Heinrichs gets it up ahead for Kuda. Kuda for the Cougars here. Dribbles up against the pressure being put on by Connor Stride, who just checked in. And a little hand check going to be whistled against Brady Shipley. So 5:54 to go here. A little hand check whistled on Connor Stride, his second personal foul. And dribbling is going to be Heinrichs. Heinrichs all the way to the baseline. Gets it in the lane here for Taylor. Taylor is going to kick the ball back out here for Shipley. Over for Kuda. Little flip out. Shot by Shipley, no good. Rebounded in the corner here by Brian Huseman. And Huseman will give the ball up to Strite. Strite, long pass up for Moore. Moore on the baseline shut off. Going to hand it to Petrie, who gives it back out for Strite. Strite drives, kicks, gives it for Huseman. 17-foot jumper, and it's good. Huseman just dribbled just a little bit behind the free throw line. Hit the jumper to make it 51-29. Kearney Catholic with a comfortable lead here against Sandy Creek. On the run is Kuda. Kuda has his pocket pick. Moore comes up with the loose ball. And they'll give it on the baseline for Strite. Top of the circle here for Huseman. Huseman from the elbow. 15-foot jumper. No good. Rebound by Kuda. And Kuda is just going to hand the ball off for Heinrichs. And Heinrichs gets the ball back out for Kuda. And a long pass on the baseline for Gracier. And Gracier can't handle that near half-court pass. It goes off of his hands and out of bounds. Isaac Richter checking in here for the Stars. And Brett Peschick checking in here for the Cougars. So Connor Strite will give it to Moore here as we approach the 440 mark of the fourth quarter. 51-29. James and the Stars with the lead. Moore's got the dribble, gives it back for Brett James on that right side. He's looking, he'll penetrate. Now he'll dump it back out here for Connor Strite. Giving it in for Isaac Richter. Richter looking in the corner for Petrie. Petrie will fire a long three. No good. And the rebound taken out there by, I believe it was Scott Hill. Don't check it. It was Heinrichs who came up with it. And he'll get the ball off for Gracier. Gracier for Shipley. And Shipley, with 4:05 to go, will dribble. Take it all the way down the baseline. James right there with him. So we'll kick it off here for Kuda. And Kuda flips it back out. Back out for Shipley. He'll fire a long, high three off the mark. Heinrichs pulls down the rebound. Dribbles, shoots, no good. Nothing but white jerseys there, and it can't come up with it. Shipley comes up with check it. Heinrichs comes up with it. Heinrichs will dribble the baseline, and we got a little hand check before the shot with 3:44 to go. So that'll be a foul here on Kearney Catholic. That'll be their seventh team foul, so that'll be a 1-1. And toeing the line will be Mitch Heinrichs. Heinrichs, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. With 3:44 to go, he fires the front end of a 1-1, and he hits. So that'll earn him the bonus. So 51-30. Second free throw, good as well. So Heinrichs hits both ends of the 1-1. Isaac Richter will inbound here. Kearney Catholic quickly in the offensive zone. Moore has it, giving it for Strite. Strite between the circles, has the dribble. And he's going to milk the clock here a little bit. He'll give it for James on the left corner. James looking. Little crossover, kicks over there for Petrie. Petrie on the baseline. Lost the ball, gets it back to James. James will penetrate, giving it for Moore now. Moore gets a little screen. Bounce pass back around the perimeter. Petrie's open top of the key. They find him. Good looking shot. Won't fall. Richter gets the rebound. Ball tipped around and finally pulled out of there by Brett Pesek. So Pesek pulls down the rebound after Richter could not hit the shot. Richter offensive rebound. Just couldn't get the shot to fall. And now penetrating here is going to be Heinrichs. And Heinrichs is fouled just as he has his pass stolen away by Colin Petrie. 51-31. That'll send Sandy Creek to the free throw line. And Sandy Creek going to make some substitutions here. Checking in, Carson Novacek. Also in the game, Andrew Kuda. Check back into the game. Free throw is up and good for Heinrichs. .2:59 to go, fourth quarter, 51-32. At the free throw line, Mitch Heinrichs, and he rattles that one home as well. He's perfect 6-for-6 here in the second half from the line. He'll come out of the game. And Austin Nacky going to check in for him. First action of the night here for Austin Nacky. And Moore will bring into the offensive zone. Inside for Owen, for Isaac Richter, however. My apologies. Colin Petrie then gets the little open look. His first points of the night. And on the dribble here is Brendan Lepofsky. Lepofsky will get the ball back out here for Scott Hild. Hild, little ball fake, and he'll give it top of the circle here for Kuda. Jumper, no good. Isaac Richter can't come up with a rebound. Coming up with it is going to be Carson Novacek, and Novacek will lay it up and in. Kearney Catholic just didn't really secure the ball and ends up into the hands of Carson Novacek, who gets the bucket. Colin Petrie enters it inside for Richter. Richter in the lane, lost the ball, and coming up with it is going to be Brendan Lepofsky. So Lepofsky comes up with a missed shot, and in the offensive zone is going to be Lepofsky. Lepofsky gets a little screen to help get himself open. Nacky has it. Nacky will help work it around here for Hild. Hild will fire a three, back the iron, no good. Rebounded by Lepofsky. He'll kick right side for Kuda. Andrew Kuda's shot will not fall, and Kearney Catholic comes out of there with the rebound. Stane Schmidt works the ball up ahead for Richter. Richter will kick it out. Here's Petrie for three. Back of the iron and no good. Strite tries to track down the rebound, throws it behind his back, off the leg of Austin Nacky and out of bounds. Checking in here for Kearney Catholic will be Messbarger. Robert Messbarger coming in. With a minute 32 to go. And they'll get the ball in here for Richter. Richter's shot off the mark. Petrie has it now. He'll get it on the inside for Richter. Richter has the ball knocked out of his hands with a minute 22 to go. And it's 53-35. Richter gets the inbound. Kick it off, long jumper up and good. Hitting the shot, I believe, is Dane Schmidt. And he has his first 2 points of the night. And on the dribble here is Brendan Lepofsky. Lepofsky lobs it, Petrie off of his hand. into the corner for Nacky. And the pass off the hands of Richter and out of bounds. Richter, great defensive position there, deflected the ball out of bounds with exactly 1 minute to go here. 56-35, Kearney Catholic with a comfortable lead over Sandy Creek. Again, not surprised the Stars are winning, but this is an impressive win here, up by 20 against a team that's 9-5. And we got a little block moving screen whistled on the Cougars. There'll be a moving screen on Carson Novacek, so that's an offensive foul. Only the fourth team foul against Sandy Creek here in the second half. Screen by Richter. Richter gets it, pulls into the free throw line. Jumper no good. Rebound by Petrie. Petrie's shot won't fall, and Stars come up with it. Petrie on the baseline. That jumper is short as well. And then Metzbarger's shot on the inside is blocked out of bounds. So 33 seconds to go here. Kearney Catholic still has possession of the ball. They get it inside for Richter. Richter, a little up and under move on the inside. Shot won't fall. Rebound taken out by Trevor Gordier. And it was the last touch by Sandy Creek as the ball goes out of bounds. Richter will just throw the ball, catch the ball rather, near midcourt. And he'll get that back to a cut to Schmidt. Schmidt shot no good. It's last touch by the Cougars until Kearney Catholic saved it. And it's actually out of bounds now off the Stars with 18.3 to go. 56-35. And on the dribble is going to be Brendan Lepofsky. Lepofsky, 9 seconds left. On the baseline, a little ball fake. Pressure on the inside. Richter knocks the ball loose. Lepofsky gets it back. 3 seconds left. He'll turn around from near midcourt. Shot no good. And Kearney Catholic picks up the win. Your final, 56-35. The Stars with an impressive win tonight against Sandy Creek. As Kearney Catholic, the number 9 team in the state, picks up the win. And the Cougars now are going to fall to 9-6 on the year. Kearney Catholic is now 14-2. Once again, your final, 56-35. The Stars with the win. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have our Misco Sports postgame report right after this timeout.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Welcome back here to Kearney Catholic High School. Your final in boys basketball, 56-35, as the Stars roll in this one. You're listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Report. Get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's has been serving Kearney and Central Nebraska area for a generation now, and even though the retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to help out organizations and schools in the area with the same great service that you have known for years. If you need something from Misco's as you get your team equipped, give them a call at area code 308-728-5261. Again, that's area code 308-728-5261 for Misco Sports. Let's check out the numbers for you here at Sandy Creek. As we mentioned, falls to 9-6 on the season. As tonight they had one player in double digits. That was Mitch Heinrichs. Heinrichs hit 7 of 8 free throws. As a pretty good free throw shooting, getting a lot of his points from the line. He finished with 11 points on the night. Again, 7 of them from the free throw line. He's the leading scorer here for Sandy Creek. He also finished with 7 rebounds in the game. Andrew Kuda did most of his damage in the first half. Kuda finished with 2, 4, 6, 8. Yeah, it's only 9 points. He finished with 9 points. It felt like more than that. He also finished with 7 rebounds. After that, Jared Taylor hit 5 points in the game. Anthony Gracier scored 5 points in the third quarter to finish with 5 in the game. Carson Novacek late in the game, he got a bucket, so he finished with 2. And Brady Shipley hit a three-pointer in that third quarter, so he finished with 3 points on the night. It was a 9-point lead for Kearney Catholic at the end of one quarter. At halftime, it was 19, and Kearney Catholic goes on to win this one by 21, 56, 235. For Kearney Catholic, very, very balanced scoring for them. They only had one player in double figures, and that was Keegan Fitzgerald. He finished with 16 points, and he didn't score except for the first minute of the third quarter. He didn't score from that point on, as he's the leading scorer for both teams with 16 points. After that, it's really pretty much done by committee, as 6, 9, 10 players score here for Kearney Catholic. As we mentioned, leading the way is Fitzgerald with 16. After that, you got 8 points for Brian Huseman off the bench, 8 for David Squires, 2 points for Matt Moore, 2 points for Blake Holtmeyer, 3 points for Brett James, 4 points for Colin Petrie, 5 for Alex Lease, and 2 points for Tyson Colling, as Kearney Catholic picks up a fairly impressive win here, 56-35. We're going to take a quick 30-second timeout. When we come back, we'll talk with Coach Lease of the Kearney Catholic Stars. We'll do that right after this timeout.
Listen to your mother. Most accidents happen close to home. Whether true or not, if your home is in central Nebraska, Eustace Body Shop can be quick to get you back into business in no time.
I received a quick estimate. They handled the insurance. They lent me a car, and they were done when they said they'd be.
Hello, I'm Doug Keller of Eustace Body Shop. Our experienced people and state-of-the-art equipment are an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/EustaceBodyShop, where we take the dent out of accident.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
Back here to the Misco Sports post-game report. Once again, Kearney Catholic with a 56-35 win over Sandy Creek. And real quick post-game with head coach Don Lease of the Kearney Catholic Stars. And, Coach, I really thought you guys came out with some pretty good intensity to start this ball game.
Yeah, I thought the first half, Randy, we played, you know, that's one of our better halves, what we put together right there. We came out and kids were flying all over the court and, you know, moving the ball and making some good things happen. We kind of isolated Keegan on some things and let him take it to the hole, and he did a good job of driving in the first half.
Were you really looking for him, or is that just kind of how it evolved?
That's kind of how it evolved. We kind of looked for, the matchup situations and who can do what, and it was one of those things that, we had a good matchup there, and, they got to honor our shooting ability and stuff. And so, sometimes the C parts, and there he goes. He's quick enough to get to the hole, and he did a good job of attacking.
And again, he got 10 points in that first quarter and really kind of got the pump primed a little bit because the offense was really rolling. I thought you guys had great shot selection, and that's one reason why I think you shot the ball so well in that first half.
Oh, I agree. We moved the ball. We did some good things defensively, Randy, and we got some good steals and stuff, and then we pushed the ball ahead, and then we put it on snooze control in the third and fourth quarter there. But it was one of those things that, they just didn't come out with much intensity in the third and fourth quarters.
Is that somewhat inevitable? You're dealing with 16, 17-year-old kids, and you're dealing with a 21, 22-point ball game. Is that Coach, it doesn't make you happy, but is there a little bit of –
Oh, yeah, it's a letdown. I mean, you look at the score and you go, well, we're up 21 or whatever at the half and stuff. And, but one of those games, I told them, it's going to come back to bite you sometimes where you just can't turn it on and turn it off. You're not good enough to do that. You got to come out with some intensity and maintain and build on some things. That's how you get better. And I thought we took a step back in the second half.
First half, step forward and then another step back in the second half. Let's talk real quick about Brian Huseman. A solid effort from him tonight. Mm-hmm. To a certain extent, I mean, you saw some athleticism out there. You kind of see who Brian is. To me, he looked, you know, maybe not as in condition as we've seen him, yeah. but he looked like the old Brian Huseman.
Yeah, he did. You know, he was, you know, flying around. You know, he was going after balls. He made some steals that, you know, only Brian can make on our team when we do some different presses and they try to throw it ahead. And Brian's there to read it and pick it off. And, you know, athletically, you know, getting the shot off, you know, getting into a good spot and those types of things. He did a lot of good things. It's nice to see him get back out there on the court.
Yeah, it certainly is. And in his absence, Blake Holtmeyer has been starting. And I think I've seen really kind of overall some growth in him from the time that this has happened.
Yeah.
So in a sense, the injury to Huseman might help you in the long run.
Yeah, it could, you know, because Blake's done a great job coming in there. Blake does a good job of, you know, defensing, hitting the boards. He's always around the ball. He's good at, you know, kind of reading what the defense gives him and cutting to the basket and getting to the spot where he's in position for some rebounds. He's in position to get some back cuts. And that's what he does, you know, and he's done a very good job for us in the absence of Brian. And tonight he did a good job again with it.
Let's talk tomorrow. Pretty good road trip. It's a fairly long trip to McCook. Your thoughts about heading down tomorrow to kind of our old neck of the woods?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be interesting. You know, this is the first time ever, I think, that Kearney Catholic has played McCook in basketball anyway. And, you know, it's one of those things that we kind of looked at it as an opportunity for us to go play, you know, a solid Class B school. They're good, Randy. They've got some losses on their schedule where they didn't shoot the ball extremely well from the outside. But they got some, you know, very, very, very athletic kids on the team. And we got to come out and we got to put two halves together, not just one, to beat that team. If we just put one half together, it won't turn out so well for us, but we got to go down there in the mind that we can do these things. And it's a challenge for us because we're playing a team that is good and we're going to their place to do it. And so, you know, like I told, you know, many people, we're going to learn from this. You know, we just got to come out. We got to be ready to play, and we got to go after it.
And it'll be somewhat of a hostile crowd. You probably won't have a large fan base going that far out. And folks from McCook, they go out and go to high school athletics.
Oh yeah, you know, and that's why I've watched a couple of films and on them. And one of them was at their place and stuff, and their side of the gym was just packed, Randy. Like you said, they follow. And you know, we probably won't have very many people there on our side because it's a long jaunt and stuff, but you know, they're going to have a lot of people there, so it's going to be, you know, a good test for our kids to see what they can do in an environment like that, you know, going down there to play in their place.
Well, best luck for you tomorrow. Appreciate
Thanks, Randy.
It. Appreciate the time, Don. Once again, your final score in this one, it was 56-35, Kearney Catholic picking up the win over Sandy Creek. Earlier today in girls basketball, it was the Lady Cougars with a 58-46 win over the Kearney Catholic girls. I'm Randy Bushkar. Thank you so much for joining us. Tomorrow we'll have high school basketball on our sister station on ESPN 1460, as we'll be on the other side of town taking on Norfolk, as Norfolk comes to town to take on the Kearney High Bearcats.